This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so, my fellow Americans,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
All right, it's the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and today I have a legend in the motherfucking building, Tay Price.
What's going on, man?
How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I can't complain, man.
Yeah. We had like a whole podcast episode already waiting to get this shit set up. So, but I just want to start off saying a few different things, man. Well, first of all, let's take a drink, man.
Let's do that.
For sure. Thank you for pulling up, man.
Cheers, to you. Man. Appreciate Cheers. You having me.
Yes, sir. Oh, that do say. Let's do that gasoline. Okay, man, I gotta say a few things, man. Because, you know, we give a lot of praise and a lot of flowers to the artists, to the people in front of the camera. But the people behind the camera usually don't get, you know, their due credit a lot, man. But you are for sure a Vegas legend, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I just told you, I didn't even know what you looked like for a long time. But I've been hearing your name for years and years and years, and you really... You know, I feel like from my perspective, set the bar, you know, for visuals in Vegas,
right.
You know,
appreciate
in the hip,
it.
Yeah,
appreciate
in the hip hop scene for sure. How you agree with that or?
I mean,
talking to Mike a little bit.
I mean, it's one of them things. I'm head down, you know what I'm saying? I'm head down, full speed ahead. So
right.
It's like the accolades. I've always got the accolades, but. Not that I'm not grateful for them, but they've always just gone wayside. You know what I'm saying? I'm always just, what's the next move? What's the next thing I'm doing, trying to push through? So never really been like over-focused on legend this or whatever that people have to say or whatnot. Yeah. I'm aware of it, but I don't really, not concerned with it.
Yeah. Do people tell you that a lot though?
All the time.
Deserve it though.
But you know what I'm saying? I feel like people use it a lot. They use it freely. You know what I'm saying? They use GOAT.
GOAT is
just a very domestic use. The phrase it's
been watered down.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? You say GOAT, greatest of all time.
It's only not, one of those.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when people just toss that around, I'm just like, so there's some gas on that. It's just a little bit of gas.
Nah, for sure. It is definitely the term legend, classic, GOAT, they're all just, like you said, just thrown around.
Right.
But in some cases, like yourself, it applies, man. It applies, dog, for real.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm really close with Sion. That's my brother. And
oh, yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, you know, he speaks very highly of you, and he'll say the same thing. Like, you set the bar, bro. You know, and you've also been pivotal. I feel like, you know, when we talk about the landlords and we talk about, you know, P-Fire and D-Cross and all these people, you were shooting their videos early on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Early on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so was there, like, nobody else out there doing it, or you were just the best one?
Shit. Best, I let that. That's subjective, so
well,
everybody listen, else
well,
got to determine
I think we know
that.
The answer, but, like, I'm just curious, like, how many, because, you know, videographers now, like, you've been doing this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's like, you know, everybody's a videographer. Anybody picks up a camera, right?
Right.
But back then, what was it?
Back then, we're talking 2009, 2010. It was me. Shit, as far as I can remember, it was me, my partner at the time, which was Carlos Rivas, and then Rob Seher. I hope I'm saying your name right, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Newman. Cal Newman was he was a big one. He was I felt like he was kind of just before my time. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I got started, I heard of Cal Newman. And then when we kind of pushed, it was like, I seen a couple of his videos. He's shooting some Jay Reddy stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And then I didn't see too much of his stuff from that point forward. And then I kind of felt like I had like a nice window of time. You know what I'm saying? And it was one of those things when I got that opportunity, when I had that window, it was full speed ahead, just gas, you know what I'm saying? Like push.
Is that so 2009, is that when you picked up a camera?
2009, I didn't even pick up a camera. It was off a laptop. That's what I started shooting on, was a laptop.
So you would bring laptops to
I came up on two MacBooks. the story. It's a few people that heard this story. I came up on a couple laptops, MacBooks, and I was producing first. You know what I'm saying? I made beats. That was my first love, was beats.
What?
So I was producing for my guy Sick, which I think everybody knows him as Sax now, but it was Sick back then. And we linked up like 18, 19. I moved to Cali, like I was telling you. When I moved back, I was just like, bro, there's YouTube. Mind you, we're talking about like 09, so mm-hmm. YouTube is young.
Right.
I'm just like, yo, let's record your verses and shit that we're doing on the beats. Let's just record the verse and put it over here on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm doing this shit and I'm editing this shit in iMovie. and I'm feeling like the man. I'm just throwing fonts and shit basic transitions.
Right, right.
But I feel like the man because I learned how to, you know what I'm saying, operate this fucking program.
Right.
And then he hits me and he's like, hey, my pops has a GL2, a Canon, said we can use it.
Mm.
Get it. Like, let's do it. So we're doing the same thing. And then at this point, I'm just like, bro, let's just try to shoot a video. Mm. So he's like, all right. And that's when Cross and Rico come into the picture.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's already tied in. I forget how he got tied in with Cross and Rico. But they had a record together.
Mm.
And we do that. I didn't like the video. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, if this is my first video, I don't want to put it out. It's mind you, I don't have an audience, but I'm still talking I don't want to put this out. I didn't like it. So we didn't put that one out. Me and him shot like two more. And then at this point, this is when I meet Carlos, and then we fast forward a little bit and we circle back to this song with Sick, Cross and Rico.
Mm.
And this was the Soulja Boy diss because Soulja Boy had stole one of Sick's songs.
Oh, really?
So they all dissed him.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's on your YouTube now, right? Still to this day, I think.
I think it is.
I think it's
on my first YouTube
because
I'm not really. I started a few different channels.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's on my first one, and we shot that, and that was the one that kind of blew the lid off. You know what I'm saying?
Because
that hit World Star.
Early, huh?
Early. Damn. And at the time, it did like a quarter million. It did like 250,000.
You thought you were famous.
Oh, yeah. I felt like the man. You know what I'm saying? Like when Ross and Meek Mill, when they dropping videos, they're hitting a million.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 1.2, 1.5. When we hit a quarter of that,
mm-hmm.
like, hell yeah. I feel like we made some noise for Vegas. We made some fucking noise all the way from over here. Like somebody's seeing that video.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of like the trajectory. And once that shit took off, I was just like full speed ahead, just all gas.
That's crazy. I would never have guessed that, bro. Because I was going to ask you how you like got linked up with these artists out here like Cross and Landlord and all these people. But that's how it started, huh?
Yeah, it literally started with the video with Cross and Rico showing up to the battles back then. Mm-hmm. They was doing the battle. And mind you, I was still kind of like late into there. Like Cross and Rico were already, you know what I'm saying, already established. I believe the whole YBE and Gut, the Team Gutter shit, I think they had already, you know what I'm saying, had that whole situation.
Mm.
And I kind of just slid in right after that, you know, so.
That makes sense because during that time, there was like even now on YouTube of that whole scene, there's only like camera, like phone, razor phone footage, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's exactly what it looked like. Yeah. And it's crazy how the times have changed because back then, like, niggas thought the shots was clean back then.
Yeah.
Like, we thought the cameras, you know what I'm saying? We thought we had them back then. And it's just like looking back, like, damn, bro, you could really see, like, the time change.
In a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, with this fucking iPhone right here, bro.
Yeah.
If people's, 10 years ago, people's fucking head would be fucking blown off if they could see this.
If they seen this shit,
Damn, so that's crazy, bro. So that's dope. So then you just put down producing? You just stopped that totally?
I was still producing. I probably hung that up entirely like 2014.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That never really I did a few things. I shot some beats to a few people out here. Carlos Ferrar was like one of the first people that I hit and was like, let me send you some beats, bro. And he was like, bet, send them through. You know what I'm saying? A lot of other people wasn't fucking with me. Yeah. I was like, all right, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? The Vegas way, like they don't fuck with you until they fuck with you.
You really gotta
prove yourself. It's like, all right, but all the shit came full circle because when I leaned heavy into the videos, like all the same people I hit ended up coming back full circle. So it was like, all right.
You're the go-to, I feel like, you know.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of art, there's a lot of videographers now. Yeah,
it's a lot of options. It was kind of I don't want to say monopolized, but it was definitely like sectioned off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what are some of your favorite moments or memorable moments from when you first started, like with that whole Rico and D-Cross and all these guys coming up and
those battles.
Oh, the battles.
The battles. The energy at the battles, like the Fats and Cross battle.
Mm. Oh, you were there?
I was there. I shot it.
Oh, you shot that?
It got shot on two cameras and my camera, the footage, I could not get the footage.
Legendary moment.
Fats was on my head. He's always been on my head. Yeah. He kind of joke about it, but I know he kind of hot because he probably thought I like ditched the footage, but not like my camera really wouldn't let me download the footage because back then you had to plug the camera into the computer and play the footage and press record on your computer and like stream it into your computer to get it. And I couldn't get it off of it and we lost the footage. But that battle was crazy. The Easy Red and Rico's.
Oh, yeah.
That battle was insane. The battles, the energy was crazy and the city always came out for them, you know?
Yeah, they really used to bring a crowd. That was like the nucleus of what it is today. Yeah. All the battling and shit. People don't want to battle no more, though. People don't want to battle no more, dog.
Nah.
That shit is dead. Nobody wants to get embarrassed, bro.
Right, just get the likes, get the comments, and get up out of there.
It takes a certain kind of person to battle somebody, bro.
But, I mean, artists ain't even rapping like that these days either. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like hand in hand with it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about how Vegas does its own people, like you just mentioned.
Oh yeah.
Why do you think that is? Like this is why I was telling somebody the other day. I was like, cuz I'm not getting, like, I used to be really invested into the local scene. Like, I've been doing, like, artist management. I've been doing, like, show promotion. I was like all about Vegas, this and that for a long time. And I was like, bruh, Vegas ain't gonna do nothing but hate on you, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even like, you know, Dizzy Wright, like, still to this day doesn't give him his flowers that he deserves for real, you know. But that's, I'm trying to figure out what it is.
I couldn't even tell you, you know what I'm saying? Because I literally dealt with the same thing, and it's just, it's that crab in the barrel mentality, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to give it up until they see somebody elevate themselves, and then when they feel that they at a level that's parallel to them or higher, then, you know what I'm saying, then they want to come back around and say something.
Yeah.
It's like cool for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I learned it was always keep your emotions out of your business. You know what I'm saying? So, but mind you, I have a different approach to, you know what I'm saying, to my relationship with the artist isn't the same as artist to artist. You know what I'm saying? So there's like a thing, a competition from artist to artist, like from artist to cameraman. It's not, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't really exist, but I don't know, man.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. And I've seen it like the, and I still see it. I still see, you know what I'm saying? I still see so much like hate towards other artists and all these Vegas lists that come out and they sliding down, you know what I'm saying? And people like, you're not in here, and then somebody's in the comments and I'm just like, fuck the list. Like, it's subjective, and whoever did it probably just did the shit just to get people to do what you're doing in the comments to begin with.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's an opinion.
There's no legitimacy to the whole shit, but people really get worked up in their feelings and probably hit the lab and recording some type of song, like feeling some type of way.
Yeah. Well, I think it's entitlement, man. Everybody's entitled. Everybody thinks they're the fucking hottest thing since, best thing since sliced bread. And it's you know, I don't know. I just feel like you got to earn, you know, the credit. But, you know, P Fire said it I had this conversation with P Fire too, and he was like, you know, we're talking about lists. What are we talking about?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I can make you a list of my favorite artists right now. Right. It's my favorite.
It's your favorite. That's exactly. Why I say it's subjective. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's nothing to get too emotionally wrapped up in, man. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to these artists, do you, because I go through your YouTube and I'm like, I see the same names, see the Reezys, the Euros. Do you just really only work with certain few people? Or
After a few years, it kind of got like that. Mm-hmm. When I was, I don't want to say when I was able to, but it's kind of like when I was able to kind of pick and choose what I wanted to do. There's a handful of artists that I really just heavily fuck with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like musically, as an artist, you know what I'm saying? I break them kind of separate, but as an artist, musically and personally, you know what I'm saying? At the same time. So it's like I factor all of those things in, and it was just like, you see like the, you could see it in the page too, you know what I'm saying? You see a lot of shit, and then it's kind of like, like you said, just probably like the last 4 years, you know what I'm saying? It's just Euros, Reezy, Sadru. I mean, at a certain point, that's just what we were doing, you know what I'm saying? We were just moving in the unit, and I was just, that's where I was at.
Yeah, it's just the chemistry, huh? It's
like 100%. And for me, you know what I'm saying, for building, for shooting videos and shit, for me, that chemistry plays a huge role. And I've had, you know what I'm saying, some heated conversations. You always shoot tight shit for Reezy. And I'm just like you don't understand. There's a relationship outside of what we're doing. So when he has a song, if I'm not already in the studio with him when he did it, you know what I'm saying? I'm there right after, and we're already going over ideas. And given that I've already shot his previous 6, 7, 8 videos, I already know, you know what I'm saying? I know his vibe. I know his bounce. I know what he's going for. He knows what I'm going to bring to the table. We know what we're both capable of. So you get, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A nice little masterpiece.
Yeah, that when you're doing creative shit, the chemistry is important. It's vital.
It matters.
Yeah.
It matters. And I feel like a lot of people dismiss that. And that's really my strong point in all of it is just being able to connect with the person that I'm shooting with.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just get cookie cutter shit.
Exactly.
And that's what I see a lot now, just in general, not just Vegas, just period, is cookie cutter. Everybody, I show up, I do this angle, I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this.
All your homies in the kitchen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, we've seen that. Yeah, like, we've seen that a million times. For me, it's like, okay, if I'm sitting down with Euros, like his creative process is like, through the fucking roof.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? That guy's a fucking unicorn.
Yeah, like, right. Bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's in-depth. We're emailing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's sending me inspo. Like, we're sending shit that has nothing to do with videos, and we're tucking in these ideas and concepts and shit into videos and lighting, and this is a whole lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
And a lot of people lack that artistry, you know what I'm saying, to even go that deep within themselves to find what they want to do and how they want to display themselves on camera.
Yeah.
Sadru.
Shout out Sadru,
Sadru is like, his artistry is insane, you know what I'm saying? And even with me and him, we connected, this is like post the big Sadru era. Like, I didn't even know Sadru in his, like, in the element that a lot of people know Sadru, because I always used to hear Sadru. I never met him, you know what I'm saying, until way down the road. And then after working with him, I'm just like, damn, like, he really, like, embodies his artistry, you know what I'm saying?
He takes
like,
it serious.
Fully, like, he is thoroughly his, you know what I'm saying? He is Sadru. So when you're working with people like that, it bleeds through. Mm. And that's what you're seeing on camera. It's not that I'm showing favoritism to anything. It's just bleeds through on camera.
Yeah, it's important, that emotional investment, bro.
100%.
The thought into it.
100%.
I feel like that's what, especially when it comes to visuals, man, these artists got to step the game
up,
bro.
You have to.
It's like, yo, we've seen these, you and your rented cars and this, all that. Like, we've seen it, bro.
And it's burnt out. Like, we've been seeing that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's just like, it's burnt out. So what's next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love to see those relationships, though. Like, you know, you still working with Euros and, you know, and all these people. It's just like, that's when I think of the Vegas hip hop scene, you know, in hip hop, when the people to represent us, that's what I think of. I think is of you And I think of Euros and all these people that you're connected with. Everybody else, I feel like still, you know, there's people doing their thing for right. sure. But for the most part, it's, you know, I don't like to name drop because people get in their feelings.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just like that list. But, you drop yeah. a name and then everybody, if they not the name, they feel some type of way about it.
Yeah, man, for sure. But, you know, it's funny because I'm about to come out with a shirt with my favorite Vegas artist. And people about to be mad at me, for sure.
Hey.
But I want people to be mad at me.
Right.
I thrive on that, you know?
Fuck it.
I thrive on pissing people off sometimes.
Fuck it.
You know?
I thrive on proving people wrong. You exactly. know what I'm saying? Yeah. You say I can't do something, let me show you.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me show you.
Have you had anybody in your life that has made you feel like you ain't shit with the camera?
Personally, no. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Not hey. that I personally... Actually, I'm lying. Got to dig in my crates. Trent Babington.
He knows his first and last
Trent
name.
Trent Babington. I got to say, because I mean, it's director shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Trent.
Yeah.
His camera work, he's, you know what I'm saying? That's who I was looking up to.
Oh,
you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he shot a... He shot one of Jazz's videos. I think he shot a couple of Jazz videos. He wasn't huge, but he wasn't huge out here, but he handled a lot of production shit out mm-hmm. in LA. You know what I'm saying? So he was like the gateway to the bigger
Hollywood shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he shot a Sadru joint. I believe it's Passion of Christ, if I'm getting that title right.
Mm.
That video was fucking stupid. That video was insane.
So what happened? He shit on you or what?
No, not personally. He was just like somebody that I thought I'm just like my. I put my work here and his work here. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But yeah, as far as somebody shitting on me, mm-hmm. at least not to my knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's brought that to me.
Oh, okay. So. All right, cool. Yeah, I always you know, when people are really good at what they do, usually there's somebody behind.
Oh yeah,
you know that's throwing fuel on that fire, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But you're not the kind of person that needs that. You just take pride in what you do.
Naturally. Yeah, I've always just had my own drive. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? For it. So, like I said, I put on blinders. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's one on one with the accolades and all of that. It's like when I said I caught that wave, you know what I'm saying? I never let off the gas. Like I stood up on the board and rode that motherfucker. I still have it, you know what I'm saying? I maneuver, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But I don't care too much about what outside anything has to say, positive or negative. I don't let either of them, you know what I'm saying, negate what I have to do.
Cool, yeah, yeah. So, that's good. So you kind of isolate yourself?
110% I'm a fucking introvert. I didn't used to be, but over the years.
So you coming on camera talking camera. Yeah, this is growth right here, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm an introvert, bro. Yeah. Like I'm indoors with it. I'm low key.
Yeah.
I'm super low key. I do my work and I turn my shit back in, take it back to the crib. I do the family time and then, you know what I'm saying? Good, back man. To it.
That's good. You treat your job like a job, man.
It's got to be, you know what I'm saying? Like You get the balance. Like I wasn't always like that. When I started, I was everywhere. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like I'm shooting this video, I'm shooting two videos, and then going over to the skate park because mm-hmm. people is performing, or we're going down to Daddy Max because there's a show. And then
Daddy Max,
that's what I'm saying. Like
he paid his dues for real. Yeah,
hey, all the way. Waking up the next day, and you know what I'm saying, me and Reezy going to do this, and then going to do that. Like it was always we're always on the go, but. As I got older, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, you really got to take time for yourself and do what you need to do for you.
Well, you're a father now, right?
Yep.
So how many kids you got, man?
One.
Damn, you got one little boy, huh?
Just had him, yeah.
Oh,
little
really?
Man, yeah.
Oh, how old is he?
He's a year.
Oh, damn.
Just over a year. Just over a year.
How's that been for you?
Man, it's been love. It's amazing, man. It's growth. It's change. It's a responsibility. It's a whole bunch of things all at one that you just have to swallow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no other way around it.
Were you ready for it?
100%. I had been ready. I kind of always wanted a son. Well, I'm not even gonna say a son, a kid.
We all want our own.
You gotta want to extend the legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
Hopefully, he picks up a camera, but he might not. But hey, whatever he chooses to do. But yeah, I was ready for it.
Yeah, how's it? Has it changed you?
Yeah, it still currently is, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's almost like a daily thing for me. Just, I try to be very aware of what I'm doing. I try to be very aware of what I'm doing in front of him. And yeah. you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to lead by example. And that was already like a principle for me, was leading by example. But even more so now, because I know he's paying attention to my every move and all of my actions, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, that being said, I got to make sure that I'm tip-top shape with yeah. everything that I do, so he knows that this is the standard, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
Is
oh,
it
yeah.
weird, like, yo, this little, like, this is a little mini me.
It is. Walking around. It is, because yeah. I look at him, it's funny because he got traits of both of us, you know what I'm saying? And he sits on the couch the same way I sit on the couch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just like what? Yeah. Attitude, the same way I got the attitude. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I didn't teach you this yet, so you, obviously, this is weird. Just embedded in you. Like, this is crazy. I look at him, I'm just like, you see a little me, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like your code was downloaded into
straight through. And it's insane, but the growth process is amazing.
Yeah, that's dope, man. I want kids too, man. Have you been able to like balance like fatherhood and still working or?
For the most part, yeah. But I put majority of my baskets into the fatherhood basket. Yeah, you know yeah. what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like I've definitely let up as far as the work goes. Well, I don't want to say let up. I've positioned myself to be able to put more time mm-hmm. on that end just because it's important to me. You know what I'm saying? I know yeah. it's so many people that that grow up and don't have that, you know what I'm saying, in the household. They don't have both parents in the household. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? So right. for me, that was a big thing, was being able to be around. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I don't care if we're watching cartoons, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, I want to be there for yeah. every, you know what I'm saying, every moment that could possibly exist. Yeah. I want to see it. I don't want to be the working dad that's always out yeah. and about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's yeah. not for me. Been there, did that personally, yeah. you know what I'm saying? So I don't mm-hmm. want him to do what I, you know, go right. through what I went through.
Yeah, no, for real. That's beautiful, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Man.
Are
Appreciate
you have more? Are you gonna pop out some more?
I need one more.
Yeah. You gotta have a sibling. Do you have siblings?
I got a brother, older brother, younger sister.
Yeah. You don't want only kid, like the kids that are only child. They're weird, man.
I know.
They're always weird.
And I look at them like, damn, do you have only child syndrome? I'm yeah. just like, you only been here it's for a like a thing. Year. You probably all right, but
yeah.
you probably you got like one more year. ASAP. Yeah. You got one more year of this yeah. isolation yeah. shit, because I know you're tired of hanging out with me. You're yeah, not trying to do real. What I'm doing. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah, no. Yeah, babies are weird, man. Especially like newborn babies. I just always look at them and I'm like, he's just like a little squirming, shitting right. little thing right now. You know, you don't even do anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But that's cool, man. I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy for, I don't know, as I'm getting older, I just turned 30. So I'm like, you know, having a kid might be a good idea pretty soon.
Yeah,
man.
You're getting up there.
I'm getting up there, man.
Getting up there.
20s is over with.
Still young. Fuck that. 30s, 30s new 20. I'm riding that out.
No, for sure. For sure. I got to ride that. I ain't got no choice now.
I'm like, I'm 34 and I don't know where none of it went.
Man,
I'll be 35 this year.
I'm like, my 20s is gone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll be 35, and I'm talking to one of my guys. Shout out to my guy, Kev. Talking to him, and we're just kind of, you know what I'm saying, going back and forth. I'm knowing him since I was like 15. I'm just like, damn, bro, I've known you for more than half of my life.
Yeah,
like,
that's weird.
You can say shit like that when I can talk to somebody and be like, yeah, 20 years ago. Like, nah, 2 decades worth of time. It's just crazy.
Yeah, man. You think 40 is going to fuck you up?
Nah, I feel like I'll be in my prime at 40.
Oh, man. See, everybody says prime is 30, but
they do, but fuck that. Like, you're I feel like you just, I might be in a little bit of denial. I feel like 40 is gonna be my prime, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
5 more years from now, after, you know what I'm saying, you gain you're moving through your career, you probably decently established where you're at come 40. Mm-hmm. You're probably more financially literate come 40. 40's definitely got to be like a sweet spot in life, because
it seems like it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, 30 is cool, but I feel like 30 is like you're still coming off of the wave of the 20s. So you still kind of like in this
bouncing
in between.
Yeah,
come 40, you're like, okay, I know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know how I'm trying to spend the rest of this.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little bit more of a pivotal moment at 40.
Yeah, 40 is, like you said, the new 30.
Yeah.
It's like that decade where you're not old yet.
You're not.
but you're not young anymore.
You're definitely not young. Fucking knees will tell you that real quick.
Yeah, I just turned 30 and I'm feeling that shit already, bro.
Yeah, man.
But that's a lifelong full of sports, man. But so what are you up to these days, man? Congratulations on the Maxim.
Appreciate it.
Maxim thing.
Oh, yeah. That was just recent. That was dope. These days, again, laying low. I work with a couple companies. I shoot for them. It's kind of like a monthly situation. Cool. I do, you know what I'm saying, do those things.
Like product photos and stuff?
All of that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Product, lifestyle stuff, yeah.
Where's the bag in photography these days?
Commercial work.
Okay, like?
So, like, advertising, okay. Lifestyle, like, commercial stuff. So, like, shooting for brands, shooting for Duce, shooting shit like this, you know what I'm saying? Because you bill them for your photography fee, and then you bill them for usage, you know what I'm saying? So, and then your usage is based off of a sliding scale. So depending on what they're doing marketing wise with it, if it's just digital, just hit them over the head with a little bag, but let it be like a Nike or something, and it's running on 10 billboards. You got Times Square, you know what I'm saying? It's in a few different countries. Right. Sliding scale, you're 1% off of their marketing budget off of a $400,000-$500,000 budget.
Right.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is there residuals in that or?
Yeah. So as photographer, you technically own your photos. You never sell your licensing for any of your images. Even if you sign a waiver for that, it's just for utilization. So that's why I say usage. Oh. So when you sign these usage contracts, you're setting them up 6 months, 1 year, and they can use the image for that. And then at the point when that contract ends, you got to renegotiate. If they're going to continue to use the image, then you can come down on your price a little bit, but they still got to pay you again for use for another year. So, you know what I'm saying?
Where'd you learn all this?
Doing this shit?
Yeah.
YouTube University.
Oh, man. I got to get my motherfucking varsity jacket, man. Dog. I am a graduate.
Stand me up.
Bro, that's dope, man.
Stand me up, man.
Did you ever have any, like, issues doing business or... Because those contracts and shit can be intimidating, number one. And number two, a foreign language to somebody like myself who don't know jack shit about you know, that terminology and what that terminology means.
100%. No, I think I've had more problems with my one-offs, you know what I'm saying? Like dealing with people paying at the end of a shoot, you know what I'm saying? And, I got to wait for... I need some. I'm waiting for to send the check through, and then I can that's not what we agreed on. Like when we spoke and we talked about the business end, that was supposed to come as soon as I completed the shoot. I need you to send that through. So
trying to get over.
I would say,
you, huh?
Yeah, I would say on that end.
Is it the rappers or is it the companies? Companies usually probably got dialed in, huh? Oh,
it's a little bit of both.
Oh wow, companies.
A little bit of both, but. Rappers, I'm not gonna say models, rappers and a couple companies. I've had some issues with a couple companies, but more so from like one off individual, just like people, you know what I'm saying?
And if you're a rapper out here and in anywhere and you don't pay Tay Price's money, you got some balls, dog. You got bro.
With the companies, it's
yo, you know what this man has been through? Come on, man.
The companies, it's they got their little, they pay term, so they might be on like a net 30, net 45 or some shit like that. Like their money doesn't come in and then they try to stretch your shit out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They try not to pay you until
their money comes
and then,
in. Even though they got it.
And then God forbid they miss that date, then it's a whole nother situation. You got to wait again, accounting and like, no, fuck that. I need,
they
you know
need,
what I'm saying?
They do
I
the
need
little
that.
Legal loopholes.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, man. So how does the relationship with models work? Is it just like case by case basis, or does it like, do these girls pay for a video, for a photo shoot?
Oh yeah, it's one of those things where it's trade off, but they do, or they're under agency that pays for it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But for the most part, they do, but at the same time, you still got to like pick up some to keep your engine running. You know what I'm saying? But
so it's really just based on the relationship, or
it's definitely relationships, and it just kind of, there's levels to it. It really just depends, because like when I first started, it was free everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm shooting, just trying to get my name out there, trying to get established, and you want to do it for practice. Mm-hmm. But after that, you know what I'm saying? You kind of, you get established and it's like, all right, well, shit, I got the reins to this shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need my cut for it. This is my time. I'm putting this in and you're asking me for my service.
Yeah.
Like, then let's handle that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so glad you're not one of these creepy photographers, man.
Can be.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. Like, reputation is key. And that's what, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't get is... one person can ruin your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go do a shoot and be on some creep shit. That person is going to go back and tell at least 10 people.
Yeah.
And there goes, you know what I'm saying? There goes your rep. Mm-hmm. There goes your business. So it just depends on where your head's at. Like, if that's what you're in it for, then hey, do what you got to do. That's never what I was there for. Yeah, exactly. I need longevity with anything that I touch. I want longevity. I don't do shit for short runnings. You know what I'm saying? I don't even trade stocks for short runnings.
Right.
So... I'm a long haul, you know what I'm saying, type of person. So my reputation has always been like, I hold that to the utmost.
Yeah. You know? There's been some creepy guys out there.
There's a lot of them. I hear all the stories.
Oh, man.
They come to the shoot and they telling me about
such and such. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, damn, you ain't got, you know what I'm saying, those stories to tell about me. Cool. You better not be making, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's
make some shit up.
That's a terrible look, man. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's just like a weird world because all these girls, they need pictures. They want to get pictures done.
Right.
I don't know, man.
But it's also like now it's very watered down. You know what I'm saying? Know. So now it's like if you're not battling them using their own phone.
Right.
Then
you it has to be a tough life out here for a photographer.
It depends. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It just depends on your caliber of work. That's why I say like it's levels, because if you really have to like push your work up and elevate your work to where it's noticeable. You know what I'm saying? So you have to stand out with what you're doing. And I caught on to that, you know what I'm saying, when I first started. And I was just like, all right, my shit has to stand out. What am I going to do? And I think with a lot of people, what they fuck up is, as far as creativity and these days, is there's no creative integrity, meaning that people are cool with just copying what the next person does. Just copy, see it, monkey see, monkey do. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I mean, mind you, I'm pre-internet era. You know what I'm saying? So... for me, we're not stepping outside. Like, somebody has the same shoes on. When you step outside, you go back inside and change your shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that copying shit's not cool nowhere, you know what I'm saying, on no board, on no game, like, whatever you're doing. So where a lot of people drop the ball at is they just copy what they see. They don't know how to draw inspiration from what they see, reinvent, recreate, and do their own twist on it. You know what I'm saying? So... for me, I just would look at work and draw my inspirations from what I saw, from videos, from TV shows, from movies, and then push it back out in my work my own way. You know what I'm saying? And as long as you can stand out, you won't have problems moving through, you know what I'm saying, business. Like, shit always fluctuates, obviously, but if your work stands out, the business will always exist. If you blend in...
you're going to blend in.
You're going to blend the fuck in. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. That was a YouTube. Yo, what you just said was so great. God damn. Fuck. Stop copying, bro. Be original.
I hate it. It's so watered down. It's in every field. It's in every field. In music. It's in videos. Like, I've seen my shit copied damn near shot for shot. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, cool.
You know what they say is imitation.
Don't say it. I know you're about to say it. You know what?
You hate the cliches?
I understand that line.
Yeah.
But as a creative, like, I know y'all feel me. Like, I know Sion, I know you feel me. Like, I know you feel me. Fuck that. Like, it's flattery, but it's still at the same time.
You're still copying,
It's like, yo, just
quit and kill yourself. Go find a new thing to do.
Go do something else. Or, like, go sit down, go do some research, And you know what I'm saying? Work on you. Figure out how you want to convey what you have to say, what you want to do, your art. Be you. Don't be somebody else.
Just because it works for that person does not mean it's going to work for you, man.
9 times out of 10, it won't work for you. It never does. You know what I'm saying? If that was the case, everybody out here would be millionaires. Everybody would be popping. Like,
yeah, this is a big problem in music for sure. It's a big problem in music, and it drives me crazy. It almost, I don't know, maybe it's because I listen to the majority of hip-hop, but it's a big problem in hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really turning me off of it. It's just making me go listen to my old playlist.
That's partially why I kind of step back from, you know what I'm saying, from doing as many videos as
I was
going to
ask you that,
It's just not being inspired, you know what I'm saying? It's, again, not dealing with artists that have a solid foundation of artistry and identity, you know what I'm saying? And they're just... That's what so-and-so did to get on. Okay, give me that tempo. Give me the same, you know what I'm saying? Give me the same kicks from his kick. Give me the same, I want the same bounce. I want to do, and then in the video, you just replicating the same, and it's just like, all right. Like,
yeah, what are we doing?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool for my business, but at the end of the day, it's like, I don't enjoy what I'm doing. I'm not, there's no nothing going on. So I'm just like, all right, let me take a step back.
Yeah.
That's what pushed me into photo.
So yeah, so now you're fully like majority of your time.
Majority is full. I say like 95% photography.
Do you have more creative control in your photo?
100%. Okay, 100%. That's also one of the big aspects is just having that creative control. And it's easier just one-on-one, take your time, you do, you know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do, set it up and capture what you need and redo it, opposed to a bunch of dudes jumping around and you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know, bro.
Not to, hey, look. Well,
are we the old heads right now? Like,
I'm definitely the old head. I will give me the chain. Like, I will wear that. I'm the old head. I'm 34. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be the young head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not the young dude.
But
so.
I feel like we got enough young people around us.
We definitely
do. It's like we know what's going on.
We definitely do. And it's like, I mean, you could be the person, that bends to, you know what I'm saying, everything that goes on, but I've never been the person that goes with the flow. Yeah, I'm a very against the grain type of person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to shit like that, I'm 100% against the grain. Like, everybody's going this way. Bet I'm going to figure out how to get there going this way. You taking the 215, I'm going to take the 95. I bet you I beat you. I'm that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm that guy. So
that's good, though.
I can't get with that. Everybody do the same shit at the same time.
Yeah, man. It's the yes man, bro. It's just like it's an epidemic of yes man.
It is.
I don't understand. It's like, I don't know, because people are so scared of being called a hater.
Oh yeah.
You know, just because you're being critical of somebody doesn't mean you're being a hater.
It's an opinion. Everybody's entitled to it.
Yeah, man.
I guess you're entitled to your emotions about it, but it's just like, relax.
Everybody wants to attach themselves to what they think might be something one day, you know, and things like that. And it's like, just like, if whether anybody wins or loses in life doesn't affect me.
Right.
You know, that's the way I look at it. I have an opinion. You know, I don't throw out my opinions like I used to.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just sometimes it's just not needed. But, you know, if you ask me for an opinion, I give you a negative opinion. You know, I'm cool with that, because whether you succeed or you fail, it has nothing to do with me, bro.
Nothing to do with me, right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I just learned to keep, I mean, mind you, I already keep to myself. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, my opinions on something, if I have an opinion that I form on somebody's stuff, I keep it to myself. What do I need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, again, that's some of this new age shit where everybody had to hop online and what you think is what you, like, when did that become law that you have to express, like hyperly express everything about you and what you're doing?
Because they're in a safe space online.
Right.
Like, you're like, I could sit by myself.
Right.
Nobody's going to come and touch me. Right. But, in person, the energy is always different.
Oh yeah.
It's always different.
100%.
If you that opinion isn't going to be the same in person.
Exactly.
What's funny. You know?
So it's like, don't get yourself in trouble.
Exactly.
Like saying some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Cause you behind your screen.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. The internet is a tool, man. We got to use it as such. So what are your goals though? I want to know, like, what did you even see your life like ending up here?
Not at all.
Yeah, what is
like the whole shit? Is the whole my whole the whole existence? The whole space that I'm in is 100% an accident. When I tell you, because like I said, I came up on those laptops. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I was making beats, so I didn't come up with cameras and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So that was never my goals. But more so, you know what I'm saying, than anything is just being in an entrepreneurial space, you know what I'm saying? Making my money work for me, it doesn't even necessarily have anything to do with cameras. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know I have something to do with them one way or another, but the end game, passive income.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Real estate.
Yeah.
Businesses, you know what I'm saying? Franchises, just different things, you know what I'm saying, that are allowing me to... 100% have my freedom, you know what I'm saying? I have a lot of my freedom now, a whole lot of freedom, but at the end of the day, I still got to put in the hours to, you know what I'm saying, to get everything that I'm trying to get, so.
Yeah, that's dope, man. So photography is almost like a passion project for you then?
It's definitely a passion project. All of this shit has always been, you know what I'm saying, I've always been passion driven, you know what I'm saying, since I was 16. That's when I first got into anything. Beats, whatever, but photography is 100% is passion. You know what I'm saying? Like it's my passion. I feel like I do it well because I do it passionately. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm able to deliver the images that I do, is just because of where it comes from. It's not me seeing somebody else do it and saying, oh, I want to do that too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, inspiration is always, you know what I'm saying, necessary. But once you tap into your passion within that, like, you know what I'm saying, there's another level of creativity that stems from that by itself. And, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of unmatched. It's unparalleled and it's effortless at that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, you don't really have to try too hard to do that.
No, that's dope, man. That's like the dream. You know, like fucking doing what you want to do, 100%, getting paid for it,
and get paid for it,
and not feel the pressure to like, oh, I have to do this. Even though I like doing this, I still have to do it because I rely on this. You know?
Right.
I feel you. You free yourself up financially, pay your bills like something outside of photography. Mm-hmm. Now you make money in photography, but now it's like, and then try to
set
pressure.
Up. You got
to
set up some other things. I mean, it's chess. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to figure out how to make my money work for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to work for my money. You know what I'm saying? I want the money to work for me. So that's why I say 40 is like the prime, because I'm 34 going on 35. I'm trying to position myself.
Yeah, setting yourself up right now.
Exactly. Huh? Set myself up. And you know what I'm saying? You have to think two moves ahead of yourself. Like, if you're not, that's why I say longevity. You have to think ahead. If you're thinking about right now, and mind you, it's mandatory you be present, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be in all types of turmoil and you'll be fucked up. You have to be present, but you have to have also conceived some type of thought of where you want to be 5 years, 10 years down the road. What's life going to look like for you then? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing then? Don't get caught up in just where you're at now. Just understand what you're doing right now is a vehicle to move you forward to where you're going to be. And that's pretty much, that's what I'm on. You know what I'm saying? Shit is taking so many different turns that I can't even say like, oh yeah, I'm going to land right here. Cause where I'm at right now definitely wasn't where I was planning on being, you know what I'm saying? 5 years ago or 10 years ago, but it gives you direction.
Yeah. You know? Dope. Yeah, you're right. And it's hard to, sometimes as a young person, it's hard to think in the future. You know what I'm saying? We think we're gonna be young forever.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, man. So have you ever felt like quitting photography? Ever felt like, you know what, this ain't for me. These motherfucking rappers on some bullshit. Ain't paying me my money. Have you ever felt like, you know, just hanging it up?
And well, I wouldn't say I felt like hanging it up. I felt like I lost the grip on it. You know what I'm saying? Because mind you, this shit, I'm full time with it. I'm like this is 2015. I'm 2 years in being full time. And shit is, it's up and down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit ain't always just, you know what I'm saying? In any like entrepreneurial space or just any business owner space, yo, shit ain't always 100%. You're not always on. You're not always in the green.
Right.
2015, my shit was bad. I came off a surgery. I used all my bread to pay for my surgery, and this shit was like, I thought shit was hitting the fan. The account got a little too low, you know what I'm saying, for my comfortability. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get a job at Apple. Did the whole interview. I even had somebody on the inside that was like, tie me in, and they didn't push me through. And I was just like, damn. Well, fuck it. I'm going to take that shit as a sign. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm just like, all right, let's keep doing this. And then that's laid in the photography came right behind that. You know what I'm saying? Like that failure pushed me another direction.
Yeah, it's always those failures, man. Sometimes, and I feel you with the jobs, man. Every time I get a job, I feel like I'm just giving up on life. I just hate it. I'm like, yo, why am I even here in this bitch?
Because you're building somebody else's dream.
God, I hate that shit. I'm like, yo, this shit is a... Being an employee is a soul, like, vampire. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, that shit is terrible. I don't know what... And I know everybody in a job, no, I don't give a fuck how much you act like you like your job.
Right.
If you got to go there 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, you hate that shit.
Right.
You're dying on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't understand, like, we got to think of a new structure in society to figure this out.
I feel like we're on the brink of that now, because with all the, after the COVID shit, all the people that left work, I feel like a lot of people realize, hey, I can make something happen. You know what I'm saying? They're getting this free bread from the government. A lot of people flip that and start opening up businesses and doing what they wanted to do because they had the money to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's so all I feel it takes, like, is a little capital.
Just capital is everything. Mm-hmm. Again, me and Sion had the conversation. We're just saying, bro, it's always capital.
It's always capital.
Capital. Yeah, I got the idea. Who got a little bit of bread for me so I can, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like a lot of people kind of realize that they could make shit happen for themselves. And so I feel like we're in like a pivotal moment right now where people are kind of waking up to that fact. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the job, as far as the jobs and the corporate shit, I know a lot of those call centers, when you calling in, people are at the crib.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of jobs, they're probably downsizing on their space, their business space, because now they don't have no capacity.
Right. They don't have
people, and they drop that overhead down. Mm-hmm. Businesses making more money because they got their people sitting at home, people at home making their money.
Happier.
Yep. Right. Doing their thing. So it's definitely going to, it'll evolve into something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the jobs are out.
Yeah, you think about that, like, we're in 2021. In 2010, when you just started, you know, like, it kind of seems like a long time ago.
It was, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. It's only 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, damn, what is the next 10 years going to be? You know? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, are we going right now?
What happens in 2030?
Because things really sped up as far as technology, you know, people, it's just interaction, communication. Things really changed drastically. So, I don't know, man. 2030.
Do you think the times are for the better or for the worse right now?
I think they can be for the better if they're used properly. I think everything is a tool, like technology.
Right.
These are all tools, and they have to be held... You know, they have to be used responsibly by responsible people. But the problem is the people that are responsible for, like, you know, advancements in technology that are going to really influence society, they have a lot of power.
Right.
And humans traditionally can go on power trips.
Right.
And that's what scares me the most about our future.
Right.
But what really scares me the most about our future is us taking care of the earth.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. I'm not really scared of like a World War III or anything. I would almost rather we get blown to shreds by nuclear bombs because it'll be quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if we go into like a massive drought or like over, like,
kind of like we are right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, fucking Lake Mead looks like the toilet bowl that didn't flush.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's bad. And all these people moving to Vegas is terrible.
Right.
They need to do something about that, bro. Because you know what's happening is I'm pretty sure I'm doing my research on it, and I'm actually going to do a little spiel about it. But the Bureau of Land Management, I believe, is in charge of like all the land, you know. Mm. So what do? They sell the land, right? And who do they sell it to? They sell it to the highest bidder. And who's usually the highest bidder? The fucking housing developers, because they're going to flip that little acre of land and make $10 million.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to sell it to the land. So it's incentivizing people to move here.
Right.
But it's like, yeah, first of all, we're out of room. Second of all, it's like, we don't got the water.
Right.
Second of all, it's like, yo, we're just a small town, really.
That's why the market is up right now. Dude, shit is looking bad.
It's bad, bro.
Rent up, gas up, man. Everything's up.
Bro, what? Like, how do you, you're going to make, they're going to make this into the next LA, bro.
But you know why? Is because a lot of those Cali people are moving out here. Yeah. And Cali people's, their income is double what Vegas is, you know what I'm saying?
It just goes a lot farther out here.
They're playing four grand for a little two-bedroom jump off down in LA, and you come out here and you can get you mansion. Nice little spot. Yeah, for like 26. Like, okay, I'll take that. So they're coming out here and they're banking off of that. Like, oh yeah, they got it and some.
Yeah. So. My buddy lived in a neighborhood out here, and his neighbor was the owner of the neighborhood.
Damn.
He's some dude from California. Bought all the houses, sold like a couple houses he had in California, bought all the houses about this whole neighborhood and rents out the whole neighborhood. He lives in the neighborhood. So that type of shit is going on. People don't realize that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's driving up the prices.
That's crazy.
Because, you know, like you buy a house, a dude from California buys a house. I mean, he's going to want money on the on the back end with mortgage or rent or whatever the case is.
Right.
Like that's what's driving it up. But I don't know how you control that, though. I don't know how anybody controls that, because if I want to sell something, if I own a lot of land, of course I'm going to sell it to the highest bidder.
Whoever the highest bidder, you know what I'm saying?
Those housing developers got that bread, but I don't know, man. Maybe you should. You seem like you would be good in politics, man. You seem pretty level headed. You ever thought about
politics?
It?
Ain't my thing.
No,
I don't like politics. Politics is.
How you feel about the new president? I forgot. He's so boring.
Yeah,
forget we even forgot about
after the election. I kind of tuned out on it. Like with politics, all in all, I feel like middle class shit, every other class except for them, they're upper echelon. You know what I'm saying? Like politicians live in a different world. You know what I'm saying? They deal with different issues, and at the end of the day, they're running this country, which is a business. You know what I'm saying? They're running it to their best interest. And I feel like all of them, Democrats, Republicans, whatever you want to, whatever party, they're all in cahoots. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're all losing down here. Mm-hmm. They're all winning up there. The decisions that they make don't affect them how they affect us.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
It's all economics.
It is. And you can, like, the voting and all of that shit, like, we don't have control of any of that.
I didn't vote. I'm keeping it a buck. I didn't vote.
What difference does it make?
That's what I thought. That's what I think too.
If the Electoral College is the one who placed the vote, and they legally don't have to vote with what the people vote, they're supposed to vote with what the people vote, but they don't have to, and they can be persuaded to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Then what say do we really have?
Donald
I mean,
Trump,
they show the popular vote, and everybody gets all riled up because they're showing blue state, red state on the screen. Mm-hmm. Like that's great, but. After they do the people count, that's cool. It looks good on TV.
It makes us feel like we're involved.
Like we're doing something. Yeah. But then the Electoral College goes and sits down and they cast a vote. And their vote is the vote that matters. That's who puts whoever into office. So
it's a bunch of bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Like how much control do we really have? Like it looks like zero to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So politics is like... It's not for me.
It's trash.
It's not for me. Trash. You know what I'm saying?
America has some big flaws we got to figure out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you can be effective, like at some rate in your community, then, you know what I'm saying, that's great. That's where I would like to end up. That's definitely a goal, you know what I'm saying, down the road is to be able to touch communities and be able to, you know what I'm saying, make some type of difference in a community, because that's really the only change that we can make as people at our level. You know what I'm saying? Anything higher than that, I feel like that's just for the birds.
Yeah, that's where it counts.
Right.
You know, maybe we should, you know, I've had this idea for a while and I'm not afraid to, if you're one of those people that has a great idea, just talk to people about it. Don't keep it to yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
I'm shitty for that.
Yeah. Like, oh, somebody's going to steal my idea. Like, right. The way I see it is, if you steal my idea, you make something of it. Well, at least I feel like you detach yourself from the idea. At least the idea got. If I just kept it to myself, it probably never would have got made. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just sit on my ideas, and I'm the type of person that like I try to thoroughly think it through.
Too much, huh?
Too much to where I don't maneuver. So you know what I'm saying? That's something I'm working on where I could be a little bit more.
Talk to people about it, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're always gonna need help. Always, you know. Right. And then people are gonna give you that feedback, and it might. Once you just talk it out. I just feel like talking things out, or it just sounds one thing in your head, and then when you talk it out, it's like, oh, maybe that was a stupid fucking idea.
Right, you know what I mean?
But this idea I have is like starting a, you know, a youth program for kids to get them in the studio, you know, to get them in, to teach them the basics of shooting a video.
That's fire.
Shooting or recording a song, both as an artist and, you know, as an engineer. You know, just, you know, once a week have these kids pull up and have people like yourself give them a little hour or 2 hours, right, spend time with them and show them what's a good picture and what's not, you know, and having and giving those little opportunities to kids and give them an early interest, spark their interest early.
Right.
I think is super important.
Oh, yeah.
And exposing kids to things,
opportunities,
other things than sports, man. Mm-hmm. Bro, I grew up playing sports year round.
Right.
And then when that ended for me in college, I was lost.
Right.
I was like, what do I do? I don't know anything else besides playing football, bro.
Right.
So I'm like, yo. So I was like, you know, I wish I had something to that I could fall back on, you know? So maybe we'll talk about that. Maybe we can get that cracking.
I have some similar ideas.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, now you got a kid too now. So you'll probably be more, enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
But, all right, man, let's wrap it up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
This was awesome, man. I'm so glad I got to meet you, bro.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah,
appreciate you having me.
Tay Price, the legend, bro.
Hey.
Ride with that because it applies to you. All right, don't apply to everybody else.
Hey.
It applies to you, dog. For real.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. My door's always open if you ever need any help. Anything.
For sure.
All right, bro. Till next time.
All right, man.
Peace.
Yo. It's the E-Square Podcast.